When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
I wish I knew you wanted me.
I wish I knew.
This song just fucking slaps right now. What's up? Welcome back to another episode. Degenerate Derek Podcast. Week 6 pick show. Hell yeah.
I bite my tongue, it's a bad habit.
God, this song's baby making music. That's what I'm trying to do this week. I'm trying to make babies. But by making babies, I mean I'm trying to win a bunch of money in week 6 in the NFL, just like I did in week 5, just like I did in week 4. Back-to-back 4-1 weekends, incredible. Takes my record to 16-8-1. 16-8-1 on the season. That's 66%. That is, God damn, dude. I'm just a bad boy. I'm a bad boy.
These white men are dangerous.
You're damn straight. So week 6, I got 5 picks for you today. Actually, I got 6 picks for you today because I'm going to pick Thursday Night Football. I have a great bet on Thursday Night Football. I'll give that to you here in just a moment. Daniel, who is sometimes co-host on this show, he went 3-1-1 last week. Awesome week by him. Got to give him credit. He's now above 500 on the season. He's 12-11-2 on the season. All right, that's really impressive for Daniel. The fact that both of us are above 500 is awesome. The fact that I'm picking 66% right now is incredible. Hope to keep that run going. I've had a good, obviously a great start to the season. Week 6 is probably, I'm not going to lie, I'm a little worried about this weekend only because, I know I say that a lot, but the reason I'm worried about this weekend is because I feel so damn good about it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not hesitant about my 5 picks. I'm very, all the picks I'm going to give you today, which are 6 in total, I feel very good about. Now, with that said, please, tail with caution. I know a lot of you guys parlay the picks. You know, do that, all that shit responsibly. And if you want to fade me for, you know, fade me irresponsibly. That way you lose all your money and I can laugh at you. No, not really. I wouldn't laugh at you. That shit's not funny. But to fade me, just to fade me is rude. But that's your prerogative. You can do what you want. A little bit of business out of the way. Shout out Twin Peaks, official sponsor, Degenerate Derek Podcast. Did a couple live appearances there the past month. They went great. They got a brand new one out in Live Oak right next to IKEA. Stop by, tell them that I sent you. Twin Peaks, official sponsor, Degenerate Derek Podcast. Week 6. We're not going to spend too much. I missed the week 5 recap show, so I'm not going to hash it. I just went 4-1. Know that. Daniel went 3-1-1. We fucked up week 5. Let's see if we can roll it into week 6. Some things that are in the news. Thursday Night Football. That's in the news because that's tonight. A lot of people not excited about the game because Washington and the Bears. I get it. Dog shit teams. I got a pick in this game. I am picking Washington at a pick 'em. Washington's on the road taking on the Bears. Washington's 1-4. Bears are 2-3. Looked like Washington was going to pull out that win last week, that last second win against Tennessee. Didn't happen. Carson throws a pick on the one. Washington loses by 3 or 4 or something like that. But he threw a pick as time expired, even though I think they were like on the 10, 15-yard line. I don't know, they were close. They were close to scoring a touchdown. They might have even been closer than that. But I like Washington tonight. I know there's been a bit of turmoil. There was some things said. I don't know the exact comments. I casually read like a headline of a story that head coach Ron Rivera like apologized to Carson Wentz about a comment I think he made in the press. I don't know. I don't think it matters. Carson, at this point, he's got to have thick skin because people have just been talking shit about him for years. With that, all that, I think the biggest story for Washington that's, I don't know if it's funny. It's not funny, but their owner, Dan Snyder. So if you keep up with the NFL, you would know that people have been trying to get rid of Dan Snyder as the owner of Washington. There was some allegations that came out with that involved like cheerleaders and just how their front office was not a good environment for anybody to work, especially women. And Dan Snyder, I think he stepped down technically as like CEO or general manager, whatever it was. He kind of took a back seat, let his wife be the face of it, but he obviously is still the owner. Well, in the meantime, he knew that the NFL was trying to push him out. And so he has hired private detectives to dig up dirt on all of his rivals, which obviously Jerry Jones being a big one of them. Also Roger Goodell and some others. And the report today is that Dan Snyder feels like he has enough dirt on all these people that he could blow up the NFL if he wanted. And because of that, they better leave his ass alone as the owner of the Washington Commanders. Curious to see how Roger Goodell responds to this story. We won't see it, right? Like, I don't think he makes a public comment about it, but I am curious to see if Dan Snyder's able to hang on to this Washington team. Because I know there's a ton of... He must have the worst emails. Because if you guys remember, the NFL did an investigation into Washington, and all their emails were essentially recovered as a part of this investigation. Some of them leaked. That's how John Gruden ended up getting fired from the Raiders because of comments he made to the Washington GM at the time when Gruden was at ESPN. Gruden got fired, lost his job over it, but no other emails have ever come out. And everybody has been like, there's no way that the only emails you got in that whole thing were from John Gruden. Like, there has to be other bodies, but none of the bodies were ever exposed. And I think Dan Snyder's been worried about that ever since. That's why he has done his due diligence to get dirt on the NFL and on Jerry Jones and some of his other rivals. So curious to see how that story completely unfolds, but that is breaking today. With that said, I'm still on Washington. Most people would probably use that to go against Washington. I know the public's on Chicago. I not the public. I'm Degenerate Derek, and I'm betting on Washington tonight at a pick'em. All right, they're on the road. They're in Chicago. Chicago's a bad football team. They are a bad, bad football team. I know they're 2-3. They're still a bad team. So, yeah, Washington is my Thursday night pick. That is not a part of my five games I got this weekend, though. That's just a fun bonus pick for you. Washington doesn't go against my record, doesn't do anything, but if you want to know where my money's at tonight, Washington, Washington, Washington. All right? With that said, we got a big weekend. Week 6 is huge. Cowboys-Eagles Sunday night, huge. Huge. You got 4-1 Cowboys against 5-0 Eagles on Sunday night football in Philly. That game is massive. Dak or Cooper, that's the big talk. To me, Cooper's won 4 straight games. And I know some games he looks a little, he doesn't look the best. But to me, when you're winning football games, you just stay in there. Let Dak get healthy. I don't think Cooper's the quarterback for the whole year, but as of right now, why do that? You know, if you have so you put Dak in, you go into Philly and you lose. Oh man, you want to talk about the air? They're just setting him up. You have to wait until Cooper Rush loses a football game to then reinsert Dak. Because the moment Dak loses in Philly, ooh, that quarterback controversy is going to be high. Now, the reward is if you put Dak in, they smash Philly, it's like, okay, then we're off and running. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with that. Right now, though, I think you got to leave Cooper in. It's too risky to put Dak in just because of what it means for the rest of the season and the locker room and all that shit. Right now, Cooper Rush is winning football games. Leave him alone. You also got some of my favorite games this weekend, Jets-Packers. I can't wait to see how this Jets team is. I know people are like, Jets-Packers, who gives a shit? I'm so curious to see how that game goes. Curious to see how the Packers respond. Curious to see if the Jets are for real with Mr. Zach Wilson back at quarterback. You also got, obviously, everybody knows, everybody's talking about Bills-Chiefs. I do have bets on 2 of those 3 games, so I'll get into it. But first, let me run down Daniel's 5 games. Again, Daniel went 3-1-1 last week to take him to 12-11-2 on the season. I believe that's at 52%. Not bad, Daniel. Not bad at all. All right, let's get into it.
Number 5.
5th pick. He's got Bengals, -1.5. They're on the road taking on the Saints. Okay.
Number 4.
He's got Jags, +1.5 on the road taking on the Colts.
Number 3.
He's got Jets, +7.5 on the road taking on the Packers. I like it.
Number 2.
Cardinals -3 on the road up in Seattle.
Number one.
And his favorite pick of the weekend is Bills -2.5 in Arrowhead taking on KC. All right, looking at it, me and Daniel have one game similar. I love that Bills pick. I love it. But again, Daniel went 3-1-1 last week, which is an awesome, awesome week. Not as good as 4-1, but it's close. And I will give him credit because he was in the hole early in the season. He's already dug himself out. He's already gotten above 500. And Daniel fucking sucks at this. And obviously, if you guys listen to this podcast, you know any chance I can, I shit all over that kid. But I can't when he went 3-1-1 and he's got his record above 500. Those are all things that I just didn't think were possible for him. So shout out to Daniel on that. He'll be back next week. He did come join me yesterday when I did the live podcast at Twin Peaks. Those are exclusive to Twin Peaks. I don't release those podcasts. Those are live. That's incentive to come out and see me. Plus, if you haven't been to a Twin Peaks when I'm out there, you might as well. You can ask anybody. I'm sitting there just buying beer for basically the whole bar. It's a good time. Shout out Twin Peaks, official sponsor, Degenerate Derek Podcast. All right, let's get into the star of the show. That's me and my five games I'm betting on this weekend that I swear to God, I feel like I'm going 5-0. Now, usually when that happens, I'm not going to lie to you, it goes completely the other way, but I feel so good about this weekend's games.
Number five.
All right, my first one, Panthers. Yes, Panthers. +10.5 on the road taking on the Rams. So Panthers fire head coach Matt Rhule at the beginning of the week. Unbelievable contract Matt Rhule had. He's going to get $848,000 a month for the next 4 years. For the next 4 years, that guy's going to make almost close to $1 million a month. Greatest contract of all time for one of the shittiest NFL head coaches of all time. He did great in college. He did great at Baylor. That was the reason why he got the contract that he did in the NFL. But then he goes up to the NFL and he shits the bed, but he's a rich, rich man because of it. I just like the Panthers in this spot. I don't think the Rams are very good. I think if you look at the Rams' numbers, their offense is just inept. Their offensive line is awful. And when you're favored by 10.5 over a team, like, it's because you're a good football team. And the Rams, right now, from everything they've shown, are not a good football team. They're just not. And 10.5 is a shit ton of points for a bad football team to cover, even if they're playing a bad football team in the Panthers. I think this is a shitty game. Rams win by a field goal. So give me the Panthers +10.5 on the road.
Number four.
I love the Bills. I do. I'm a sucker for this one. This is definitely a Joe Public bet. It's -2.5 Bills, even though it was at one point it was at 3. So there's been Kansas City money that has rolled in. That's why the Bills line has dropped. But I just think the Bills have that swagger. I think they're coming off an absolute beatdown of the Steelers. And they have revenge on their mind. They beat the shit out of the Steelers when I think that they were definitely looking ahead to KC. Now, normally that, you know, affects you in that Steelers game, but not them. They were favored by 14 in that game, and they rolled from the get-go. I think they come into Kansas City. I think it's a hard-fought game, and the Bills win at the end with a field goal, which they cover the 2.5. So give me the Bills -2.5 on the road in Kansas City.
Number three.
I like this 49ers team. I like what they did last week. I like what they've done the past couple weeks. They're on the road again. I know it's back-to-back East Coast road games. They're in Atlanta. They're favored by 5.5 against the Falcons, and I like San Francisco. I do. I think I had the Falcons last week +8 or +9 against the Bucs. I was so incredibly lucky to cover that game. I know everybody wants to talk about that roughing the passer at the end. The Falcons could have won, yada, yada, yada. The Falcons were getting their ass beat that whole game. That whole game. They get a couple late touchdowns. They cover an 8-point spread when they had no business. Tampa Bay absolutely should have covered in that game. They were dominating the whole time. And I just don't think the Falcons are quite, you know, the team that everybody thinks they are. I was against the Falcons 2 weeks ago. I was with the Falcons last week. I'm 1-1 in those spots. Let's see if I can figure out, one, the San Francisco team, and two, this Atlanta team. I'm going to go San Francisco -5.5 on the road in Atlanta. I just think they're the better team.
Number two.
I love the Patriots +3 on the road taking on the Browns. Some places at 2.5. I got this line a couple days ago when the Patriots were at +3. I see them on several books at +3, so that's the line I'm taking them at. If you have 2.5, I'd pass, but I'm seeing 3 on my books, so I'm going Patriots +3 on the road, taking on the Browns. They had a huge shutout win last week. I forget even who they played. I know it was nobody, but still, when you beat somebody 29-0, there's something that does for your football team. Oh, they played the Lions, and the Lions have scored on like everybody, but they didn't score on the Patriots. They got shut out. I think that Bill Belichick, I still, you know, in spots, I don't know, I've went against Bill so hard this year because I've been on the Pats and they've cost me, I think, every time. I'm going to give it one more ride. I'm going to ride with the Patriots one last time. I probably said that before already this year, but fuck it, I'm doing it. Patriots +3 on the road, taking on the Browns. What's my number one pick?
Number one.
I got the Cowboys, baby. I know I never do this. I know. Well, I do this sometimes, but, you know, I try to avoid it. I'm just obviously very geeked about this weekend. I'm very geeked about Sunday Night Football. Cowboys, Eagles. I was watching baseball, obviously, this week. But Cowboys on the road taking on the Eagles. Cowboys are +6.5. They're +6.5. A 4-1 football team that has a great defense. And the Eagles' O-line has some serious question marks with some injuries they've had. I just think the Cowboys can get after the Eagles' ass in this game. I really do. I think we could control the line of scrimmage. I think we can run the football. We can play defense. We can grind out Philly. We're not going to let hope. Oh, my God. Come on, Cowboys. Come on, baby. Come on. I'm excited. Obviously, this is a bet just from I try not to bet with my heart, but like this one is just, I don't know how. It's an opportunity. I think it's a chance for the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys have a legitimate shot at winning this football game, at being the first loss for the Eagles this year. I honestly think they can win the goddamn game, but I'm getting 6.5 points. Okay. At worst, obviously, I think it's a close game. But I really think the Cowboys can go in there and win. So I'm definitely sprinkling some on the money line. But for the podcast purpose, give me the Cowboys +6.5. All right, those are my 5 picks. I got Cowboys +6.5, Bills -2.5, 49ers -5.5, Pats +3, Panthers +10.5. Good little mix there. Somebody requested this. They like this little stat that I keep track of. It's not like a lot of people keep track of it, but I just do personally. So far through 5 weeks, there's been 33 favorites cover, 43 dogs cover, 4 pushes. Over under, there's been 32 overs and 48 unders. So unders are coming in at a very high clip when you compare it to the overs. So I know people don't like betting the unders, but that's just something to look for. It's part of the reason that under trend is why I'm on the Cowboys, because the under obviously favors the dog, because a lot of times it favors a close game, a close low-scoring game. Cowboys could definitely win that one +6.5. You just can't let Jalen Hurts get loose on us. That's it. Keep him in the box. Keep him throwing the football. Don't let him scramble and put him on his ass when you can. Put him on his ass when you can, and the Cowboys will win that football game. Come on, Cowboys. But that's going to do it for me. Those are my picks for week 6. I'm having a great season so far. 16-8-1. That's 66%. I feel great about my picks this weekend. And that's where we're just going to see where it shakes out. Who knows? Anything can happen when you're betting on football. Be careful. Bet responsibly. All that stuff I have to say. Shout out Twin Peaks, official sponsor, Degenerate Derek Podcast. I will be back Monday. I promise. Win, lose, tie, whatever. I will be here Monday doing a podcast, recapping it, getting ready for Monday Night Football, even though it's the fucking Broncos. How many primetime games are we going to put Denver in? Disgusting. NFL, you should be disgusted in yourself having the Broncos on Monday Night Football. Yuck! But yeah, that's going to do it for me. I'll be back Monday to recap everything that happened in week six. Best of luck to you again. Remember, Washington at a pick'em is my Thursday night pick. I'm on that game hard. Good luck.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to f***ing podcast and get help. Seriously, The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.